Collier on the New Covenant, written and read by David H. J. Gay. The Holy Scripture, commonly called the Bible, is the book of all books, and that according to which all ought to speak, write, and walk. Therefore read not any man's book, but with the supposition that there may be a mixture of some error with the truth, and some mistakes, and receive nothing for truth from the word or credit of the person who wrote it, whoever it be, but as it is rightly grounded in the word of God, the scripture of truth, according to which all ought to speak, and the best of men may be in some things mistaken. I shall not say anything as to the matters handled in this treatise by way of commendation, to induce the reader to its proposal. If it does not speak for itself in the use thereof, the reader is at liberty to lay it aside. Only let him beware that he slight it not because it is not suited to his mind. If it be according to the divine revelation of the word and will of Christ, it is the greatest concernment of all that will approve themselves creatures before the Lord to bring their minds to the Scripture, and not the Scripture to their minds. Ignorance of any part of the revealed will of God is a sin, a sinful defect in gracious persons. But to be willingly ignorant, or willfully disobedient to any of the revealed will of God, is a sin of the highest nature, and must be punished with many stripes. Willfully to add to or diminish from the word of God is a sin, and the judgment of such declared in the word. And reader and listener to this now, what you in my book, that is Collier's and mine also, find differing from your own understanding, be not hasty in judging or censoring, but read and ponder and search the scripture to see whether it be so or not, without which searching the most do wrong to the truth. And if you do such a thing, you will do wrong to your own soul.